1 Chronicles 27. Here you've got a list of how David's kingdom was organized. And we're told that there were a different group of people who came and did service in the kingdom every month. There were 12 divisions, and in every division were 24,000 people. And whatever you read about David's kingdom, I think looks forward a little bit to the kingdom of Jesus in the future, because David was a type of Jesus. That is, he looked ahead to Jesus. And so when you look at the names of some of the people that were over these divisions that came up every month, Benaiah, who was one of the mighty men of David, Asahel, brother of Joab, etc. You go through these names, a lot of these people had been with David when he was in the wilderness. So when he was on the run from Saul, it seemed that he was in a pretty hopeless case, that he was just an outlaw and Saul had all the power. And yet those faithful few who stuck with David later became the rulers in his kingdom. And again, you see a bit of a type in that, that to be a Christian now, to be committed to Jesus in this world, seems foolish. Huh? You saved your money and you gave it away? Huh? Why didn't you go on holiday? Why didn't you go out for a meal? Why didn't you, whatever, have a good time? You don't come with us to the party to get drunk, to have a good time. What's the matter with you? We who are looked at as if we are really supporting a hopeless cause, we are the ones who will reign forever in God's kingdom when Jesus is made king, just as David was in the end. And then you see how David set up different people over different things. He set up, verse 25, somebody over the villages, over the towers, over those 26 who did the work of the field for tilling the ground was Ezrai, over the vineyards was Shimei, over the wine cellars was Zabdi, over the olive trees and sycamore trees was Baal-Hanan, over the cellars of oil was Joash, over the herds that fed in Shaon was Shitrei, over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, over the camels was Obil, over the donkeys was Jedaiah, over the flocks was Jaziz. So I think what you see there is that everybody had a specific thing to look after. When we're in God's kingdom, we will not just be sitting there looking out to sea on a beach with the sun going down and perfect climate and everything forever. That would be terribly boring. God has got good works for us, which he intended us to do from the foundation of the world. And we will be doing those works also in God's kingdom. We will be king priests and we shall reign on the earth. You remember the parable of Jesus where he says that, yes, well done, you were faithful just over a few talents in this life, you will be over five cities. Well done, you were faithful, you will be over two cities. Just as somebody in David's kingdom was over the camels, someone else looked after the donkeys, somebody else looked after the oil cellars and whatever it was, so we will each have our specific role in God's kingdom. And we don't exactly know what that is going to be. What will be afterwards is hid from mortal eyes to some degree. But it is true to say, I think, that God is taking us through whatever experiences we go through in this life to prepare us for what we will eternally be doing. And that's why, although you can't exactly make sense of life as it happens, I think it is true to say that in the bigger picture, we are being prepared now for what we shall do eternally. You remember when we were reading about David preparing for the temple, we read of how he prepared all the stones and the stone masons banged them and shaped them and chiseled them into shape before they were put into the temple. And that is what's going on now. We are being prepared so that we will all then be put together to God's glory in the wonderful active system that there's going to be forever in God's kingdom. My point is, we'll be doing something all the time. So if in this life we don't want to serve God, well, why be in the kingdom of God then and serve him forever? But if in this life we love serving God, but we just feel held back by limitations and the ties that bind and various human weakness, okay, that is common to all of us. But if we desire to do that, to serve him above all things, then the kingdom is for us, when we will not have those limitations, and we will do so forever.